Hello. These are the instructions to set up for the class. If you are in a group, set your chairs up in a circle so that you have enough room to move around but are close enough to touch hands. If there are only two of you, then sit facing each other. And if you're doing this on your own, then sit in a chair facing a wall. If you need some time to set up the chairs for class, please press the pause button and resume after the class is set up. Welcome to class today. First of all, reach out your hands to the side and greet your neighbors that are next to you. We're going to go through 10 different exercises, including a big warm-up and a cool-down at the end. If at any time during the class it seems to be going too fast for you or you get confused with the instructions, you can either take a short break until the next exercise begins or rewind the recording to do the exercise over again. But in all cases, do your best. The more exercises you complete, the better and better you'll feel. What an accomplishment. So let's start with the first thing, a big warm-up. Scoot forward to the edge of your chair. Open your feet out wide so you feel quite balanced. Sit very tall. Reach both arms as far forward as you can, reaching forward, forward, forward. Then take your arms down towards the ground, your fingertips as close to the ground as you can get them, leaning down, down, down. Now, fingertips up to the ceiling, stretch up, up, up. Take your arms then to the sides so that you're making a T with your arms and your body. The T. Finally, bring your arms together so that you clap your hands in the front of you to finish. Now that we've all practiced once, remember the five steps are forward, down, up, T, clap. Let's begin. Forward, down, up, T, clap. 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 Great job. Now that you're good and warmed up, let's go to our sit to stand movement. Do this at your own pace or to the beat of the music if you'd like. If you need to remain seated, let's do forward bends at the same pace as the other people are doing sit to stands. In your case, reach your arms out in front of you, lean forward until your nose is over your toes, and then sit back up tall. We're going to keep everyone moving along in this class. So the motion is you stand and then you sit. Be safe, but the faster you can do these, the more benefit you'll get from it. I'll help you through the first two or three, but then we'll have the clock continue running for a minute. I'll let you know how much longer you have along the way. So let's begin. Stand, sit, stand, sit, stand, sit. And there you go. Keep it going. Good job. Try to go a little faster if you can safely. You're a quarter of the way done. Keep on going. Take a break if you need to, but try to keep moving. Great job. Keep standing and sitting. You're halfway done. Those arms if you need to stay seated. Keep moving. great job. You only have 15 seconds left. Let's see how many you can get done in that time. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Great job. Now we're moving on to the next exercise. If you are able to, go ahead and stand up and walk to the back of your chair. Use your white cane or not, whatever is easier for you. Either balance with your white cane or place both hands on the back of the chair for additional balance. For those of you who need to remain seated, don't you worry, we're all involved on this one too. We're going to focus on one side of the body at a time. We'll practice together first. While you're balanced, take your right leg directly up and out to the side. So kick up and out to the side. This is just your right leg. You might feel it on the outside of your leg. That part is being exercised. We're going to do 10 of these kicks on each side. For those of you seated, hold on to your chair. Leave your knee bent and your foot down on the floor. For each kick movement, you'll slide your foot and your leg out and then back in. We'll do that on the right side and then on the left side together. Each time I say up or down, we'll be out or in for those seated. Let's begin. Up, down, 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 up, down. Rebalance yourself, and we're going to do the left side now. Let's begin. Up, down, 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 up, down. Great job. Moving on to our next exercise, stay at the back of the chair using both hands for extra balance. Make sure your feet are at a comfortable distance from each other and you feel quite sturdy. Stand tall. Keep your chest upright. Try not to bend over too much at the waist during this next exercise. Slowly bend your knees a few inches and sit your bottom back as if you are sitting into a chair. Stand back up. You might feel this on the front of your legs. That's good. Let's try one together. Down and up. For this one, it's more important that your form is good rather than bending over and trying to do it very deep or very quickly. Slower movements in the correct form will be beneficial. For those of you that need to stay seated, let's put our arms out like a T, bend at the elbows, and then with each count, bring your elbows together in front of you and back out. So that will be your movement for this exercise. I'll count out the 10 that we're going to do together. For each count, sit back and stand up, or bring your elbows together in front of you and go back out. Let's begin. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Just a quick check to make sure your form is good. Remember to keep your weight on your heels as you're doing the mini squats. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Great job. Now we're going to move on to our next exercise, which are leg curls. For those of you that need to stay seated, you'll be doing seated leg kicks. So for each count, you'll straighten your leg at the knee and then bend the leg again at the knee. For those standing, stay behind the chair where you were just doing those mini squats. Stand tall. The movement for this exercise for you is to kick up your right foot behind you. Touch your heel to your bottom or as close as you can get. Each one of those will be one count. Everyone start on your right side. Let's begin. Curl one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10. Great. Let's switch to the left side. Let's begin. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Great job. We're over halfway done with our exercises. Moving on to the next one. For people standing, remain where you are behind the chair. You might want your hands on the chair for a little bit more balance for this one. You will be standing with your feet a little bit closer together. For each count, you'll raise up onto your tippy toes and then back down. These are called heel raises. You are raising your heel. For those of you who need to remain seated, let's put our arms out above our head, reaching for the ceiling. For each count, keep your arms straight and lower them down into a T, and then back up. So one count for you will be down and up with your arms. For those of you standing, one count will be raise up and back down for one. Let's begin. Up one, down, up two, down, up three, down, up four, down, up five, down, up six, down, up seven, down, up eight, down, up nine, down, up 10, down. Great job. For our next exercise, we're going to get even more movement involved. For people standing behind the chair, turn to the right and either maintain balance using your white cane or put your left hand on the chair for a little bit of balance. We're going to march in place. The most important thing here is that you try to raise your knees very high. We're not going to be moving forward, just marching in place. For those of you who need to remain seated, you'll be marching in place from the seated position. Left, right, just like those that are standing. This exercise is timed, so I'll let you know how long you have left along the way. Let's begin. Listen to the music and march away. Go. Keep moving. Keep those knees up and those arms over your heads if you're seated. You're already one quarter of the way done. Keep going. Great job. Halfway there. Keep marching. Get those knees up. Only 15 more seconds. Nine, eight, seven, six, five, four, three, two, one. Great job. The next exercise really gets us moving. If you feel comfortable doing it, we're going to walk a little bit. For those that are not comfortable walking, please turn around and put your right hand on the back of the chair and try to move around a little bit to the side of your chair because we'll have people walking behind you. If you need to remain seated, your movement is to put your arms out to the side like a T and bring them into the middle to a clap and back out again. This is for a timed period, just like the last exercise. For those of you that are comfortable walking, continue facing the direction that you are with your left hand on the back of your chair. Use your white cane or find a partner or both, and we're going to be walking behind the chairs that are in a circle. You will count 6 chairs as you walk around the circle, and then turn around and walk 6 chairs back to your original seat. Then we're going to repeat that, again walking 6 chairs around the circle, turning around and walking 6 chairs back to your original seat. When everyone gets back to their original chair the second time, someone in the class should let the other people who are doing the stationary exercises that you're ready to move on to the next exercise. Let's begin. Let everyone know when you've turned around and are heading the other way again for the first or second time. Keep marching or moving your arms if you're seated or not doing the walk. Keep moving, everyone. Give it just a little bit more time to get everyone back to their seats. When you do get back to your chair and everyone who is at their chair is finished, please everyone sit down again. We'll be preparing for our next exercise. Well done, everyone. Go ahead and get resettled back in your chair. Make sure that you're feeling very balanced, your legs are in a comfortable position, and you're sitting up very tall. If you're doing this class individually, reach out to the wall that is in front of the chair and push into the wall. For the pull action of this exercise, take hold of your chair on either side of you with your palms and pull up. If you're doing this class where there are just 2 of you, your chairs are facing each other, and perform as we're going to talk about holding hands and doing the pushing and pulling. If you are able to reach the person who is sitting either side of you in the circle, please reach your arms out to touch the palm of the person next to you. Everyone reach out and put those palms up. When you have made connection with people on either side of you, we're going to go through a series of push and pulls. These help us with our muscles and flexibility and balance. So everyone put your hands out, palms up. We'll do the first couple of these together. And everyone push out with the palms. So you're pushing against your neighbor is pushing against you. Great. Now everyone grab hands. So everyone is holding hands around the circle. Now, everyone, pull in from your neighbor. Be a little gentle, but pull in from your neighbor. Now, that motion we're going to repeat again. Palms together, pushing out, push. Holding hands, pull. And again, all the palms up together. Push out. Just reach those hands out. Push against each other. Feel those muscles working. Now grab hands again for the final time and pull in. Pull those in. Feel those arms moving. Great job. Wow, we're all ready to our cool down. Everyone, get settled in your seat again. Feet firmly planted, sitting tall. Put your arms down by your side. Palms are facing forward. They will be facing up as you raise your arms over your head in this exercise. We're going to work our breath and our movement together to do our cool down. Every time you breathe in, raise your arms with them being slightly bent or straight, up over your head so your palms will then be facing behind you. And as you exhale, turn your palms around and have your arms move back down to the starting position. Let's begin. Raise your arms, palms up, breathe in. Turn so that your palms are down, lower your arms and breathe out. Again, palms up, breathe in. Turn your palms, lower your arms, breathe out. We're going to do this three more times. Palms up, breathe in. Palms down, breathe out. Palms up, breathe in. Palms down, breathe out. Palms up, breathe in. Palms down, lower your arms, breathe out. Great job, everyone. If you do these to your best ability every class, they'll become easier and you'll continue getting benefit all the time. This is the end of the TWU Visually Impaired Exercise class, recorded in the studios of Sight into Sound, Houston, Texas, engineered by Jen Martinez, read by Katie Samuels.